With unanimous support from council, the city is undertaking a review of the animal control bylaw and related policies and procedures concerning dogs, after recent incidents involving dogs have raised community concerns. Just last month in Portsmouth Village, Kingston resident Leah DePaz's one-year-old Dachshund was killed by an off-leash dog in a traumatic attack. She spoke before council at their August meeting detailing the attack and what she described as a lack of urgency and communication in bylaw's response to the incident. In response to this devastating incident, as well as ongoing concerns from residents related to off-leash activity and dangerous dogs, Councillor Wendy Stephen brought forward the motion to investigate whether more can be done to toughen existing policies.
I know that to many people, dogs aren't just seen as pets. They're considered to be important members of the family. But like most things, there are multiple truths here. So it's also true that councillors receive regular complaints from constituents about off-leash dogs in public places, and it's an ongoing problem. I'm really hopeful that this motion is a step in the right direction to us trying to address these concerns. At the core, the motion is about making sure everyone can safely enjoy our public spaces. It directs staff to review the city's policies and compare to other municipalities to make sure we are using best practices to balance the needs of dog owners with the safety, comfort, and enjoyment of others who use our public spaces. Because our parks, our trails, our sidewalks, and our public spaces are for everyone.
Currently, bylaw can administer monetary penalties through the animal control bylaw, and if required, can escalate issues to the Ontario Court of Justice under the Dog Owners Liability Act. The review will examine the city's off-leash and dogs-at-large rules, enforcement and legal tools available within the legislative authority available to municipalities, preventative measures, penalties, and support for dog attack victims. DePaz returned to council to speak in support of the motion to review existing policy and advocating for stronger deterrence and a more victim-centered approach.
You may remember that I was here last month and spoke to you about a horrific incident in which my dog and myself were attacked by a large breed power dog, and my little sweet Bumsa was killed in the attack. I'm happy to see that at this month's meeting, there's a motion on the floor to look at assessing the responsible pet ownership bylaw. Oftentimes, the only consequence is education for the dog owner and a muzzle order, which is very different from facial scarring that someone might have for their whole life or the loss of a close pet. There's also an approach to victims that increases trauma and decreases safety. When communicating with victims of a dog attack and mauling, Kingston's current practice is the same as any other bylaw. They'll tell you that an investigation has been started. The investigation is complete. The city has taken an enforcement action, and the city's enforcement action is complete. This differs significantly from Ontario's Victim Bill of Rights.
Portsmouth Councillor Don Amos seconded the motion, stating that this has been an ongoing issue for his constituents.
In my district, I have a family that's in mourning. I have a neighborhood that's in fear. And this motion coming forward, I think, will help with some of those mechanisms of what is needed. You saw tonight from Ms. DePaz, her comments in the previous council, when she was here making comments, her family is struggling. And she and I have had a number of emails exchanging, trying to help navigate this motion. And I appreciate the mover bringing this forward and allowing me to add some stuff to it. I'm hoping this will give the staff more tools. I fully welcome the review. The number one complaint I get about the biggest park in my district, Lake Ontario Park, is off-leash dogs. And we need a mechanism for owners to seriously understand that not everyone has a love for animals or it gets nervous when a dog comes running up at them, even if it's in fun or in jest, or you can see the happy smile on the dog. Not everyone is able to accept that with open arms. And there's a reason we need to have our dogs on a leash. The other aspect is the victim's Bill of Rights. I think that's a mechanism that is needed to improve our communication with the victim so that they are kept a little bit more in the loop, as much as they can be. And I think that will help through with the process of what is being identified here. So happy to support. And I'm hoping this is a step in the right direction for our staff to give them some more tools.
Counselor Brandon Tozzo raised the issue of enforcement capacity, which has at large been a challenge for bylaw recently.
It's good to have policy on the books, but we also have to have the staff and staff members to enforce it.
Staff responded that the review will include examining this piece and consider whether more bylaw officers should be a priority in the 2027 city budget. Staff will report back to council with any recommended amendments in the coming months.
We have a huge amount of off-leash dog opportunities for people who want to use them. It's really difficult because it's so simple, right? Just leash your dog in a public place. It's not a difficult message to deliver, but I think part of it too is I can't remember who mentioned it, but you get in your head that I love my dog and so therefore everybody else must too. I think part of this too is being able to take different perspectives. Being able to be a fully grown adult and taking the perspective of a child who is at face height with a dog is a very different experience. So I'm sure staff will come up with some great communication tools. I know that we've all been, you know, working through the off-leash dog situation, but I'm hopeful that this is a step in the right direction and that we'll see some traction here and perhaps some behavior change.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Lorre.